News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The second nationwide litter survey since the COVID-19 pandemic has revealed continued rise in litter levels across the country. Irish Business Against Litter's Conor Hogan spoke to us earlier today and outlined the disappointing findings.
Fewer than half of the 37 areas we surveyed were found to be clean. That's the first time since 2007 that less than 50% of our towns were clean. We're finding more masks on the ground. We've seen an upsurge in coffee cup litter, where people unable to use reusable cups are unfortunately just dropping their cups as they go for their walks across the country. Kilkenny is top of the rankings, as it has been for 5 years. Runner-up was Killarney. And unfortunately, at the bottom, we do have the disadvantaged city areas, which we've talked about for years, such as Ballymun and Dublin's North Inner City. They've done poorly. But overall, the poor result is more to do with clean towns having slipped to litter, rather than the very bad towns doing worse. One point we would make as well, that we're very disappointed that local authorities aren't honing in on the very bad sites that we highlight. We found that fewer than 10% had been cleaned up.
For more on this, I'm joined now by independent councillor for the North Inner City, Niall Ring. Niall, you heard there, Ballymun, the North Inner City, the same black spots all the time. What's your reaction to this survey?
Well, I think like everybody, disappointment. But at the same time, you have to look at, I'm looking for positives in it, particularly in relation to North Inner City, where I represent. And there are actually more A's and B's than previously. But at the same time, we have this problem all the time. And I know, and just going in and out of the North Inner City day in, day out, you actually see Dublin City Council, in fairness to them and in fairness to the people down in Sean McDermott Street in the central area, there's 7 day a week pickup of dumping. There's been over 5,000 reports to the hotline, 80% of which are dumping last year. But that's immediately cleaned up. And I know that gentleman was saying that, you know, they go back and these spots are still dirty. We know the hot spots. We know the hot spots. We absolutely 100% know where the dumping is happening. We can't prevent the dumping.
You're saying then that the dumping is happening regularly, which is why they're it's found on the surveys. It's not that it's not being cleaned up. What can be actually done about that then?
Well, we tried an initiative a couple of years ago with CCTV, a name and shame campaign, which worked amazingly good. People actually were coming in asking that the picture of them dumping be taken down. We put up the photographs. But of course, then along came the Data Protection Commissioner and said, no, you cannot do that. And that's still under discussion. That was a great initiative. The other initiative we took in the inner city was...
Did it achieve its end, Niall? Did it stop the dumping? Did people say, I'm not going to be caught on CCTV?
Absolutely, it did. It was a phenomenal success. But as I said, along came the legislators and the Data Protection Commissioner. The other areas that have been looked at, Dublin City Council have gone door to door in the North Inner City asking people to prove where they dispose of their rubbish. And that was a great success as well. But of course, the problem is you've allowed a landlord accommodation. And unfortunately, and I know the Eyeball report mentioned the PPE, but also the PUP payments. A lot of people, by their nature in landlord accommodation, we're working in the hospitality industry, etc. And when they haven't got money, one of the first things to suffer will be, well, I'm not paying for my bag. So we find North Strand Road, interestingly, was named in the Eyeball report this time for the first time. Okay. And it has
your view, Niall, then is bring back the name and shame. Is that going to be the solution?
The name and shame, the door-to-door education, right. Primary legislation where a landlord somehow is responsible for the dumping of the tenants, whereas at the moment it's the polluter pays, which is the correct principle, of course. Okay. But a landlord has absolutely no responsibility. But look, Dublin City Council are out there 7 days a week cleaning up. We know where the hotspots are. Okay. 5,000
yeah,
reports.
Yeah, no, you've made those points. Thank you for that indeed. That is independent councillor for the North Inner City there, Niall Ring. There is obviously a problem. Let us know what you think might be the solution to it. 53106.